Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know, sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life. To take you off the wrong road and put you on the right road. Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. Amen. We've been preaching from about the names of God. We talk now about Jehovah Nissi, the Lord that will fight your battle because he is our banner. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Israel went to war with the Amalekites. They were skilled soldiers, but Israel did not have the training. But God fought for Israel, and Israel won the battle. Now look at that. Unskilled men, but God intervened, and they won the battle over skilled soldiers.
Amen.
I want to let you know, when you trust God, God can go beyond what man can do. Yes, regardless to what man said. The Bible said every man, every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. That's the reason why I have faith. I believe in what I preach. I want to let you know the power of God can go beyond what man said. We need to supply the faith to trust God. God can fight your battle at home when the devil is raging. You got trouble among your family members. The devil is raging in your marriage. The devil is raging on the job among your co-workers, your supervisors. But the Lord knows how to fight your battle. Amen. Give it to him. Let him take control. Tell Jesus about your problems. Glory to God. And then as they sing that song, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't just take it back and worry about it. What word can do for it? But take it to the Lord and leave them there. Trust the Lord. Have faith. Faith is trusting God. Knowing the Lord can fix it. He can work your marriage out. He can fix the situation on your job. The Lord can fix it with your unsaved family members, your unsaved children. The Lord knows how to conquer that devil and bring that devil down. I'm talking what the power of God can do. Now, Moses lifted up his hands. His hands got tired. I'm telling you, and Aaron were armor bearers. They lifted up Moses' hands. So that Moses, amen, lift up his hands, and Joshua, he fought, and God caused Israel to prevail among the Amalekites, the Amalekites. And I will let you know, when you lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I give my situation unto you. Lord, I want you to fix it. Those of you that's incarcerated, you need to give that situation over to the Lord. Your problems. So many people trust in what the lawyer said. They trust in what the lawyer got to do. Deal with the problem. Amen. But I want to let you know, you need to trust the Lord and let the Lord work it out. Because the Lord is the one that can change people's minds. that can change people's hearts. What the power of God can do. Let the Lord fix your problem. Let the Lord fight your battle. Yes, praise God. We need to trust God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil don't want you to trust him. He wants you to handle things yourself. Amen. Say something you got to do. Well, I'm telling you what you need to do. You need to supply the mustard seed of faith. That's what you need to do. Trust God. Joshua had the mustard seed of faith. He trusted the Lord, went out there. Didn't have no training, not much of anything. But he stepped out on faith. When he stepped out on faith, God began to intervene, and he defeated the Amalekites, and Israel came out victorious. I'm going to let you know, you trust God. God can work a miracle. God can bless your family, can bless your, amen, situation on the job. Those of you that's incarcerated, whatever your problem is, God can work things out because he's a God of miracles. Praise God. Trust the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Amen. And stop listening to the negativeness of the devil. The devil knows how to spread unbelief. He knows how to spread doubt and fear. He knows how to intimidate you. But now I want to let you know the devil is a liar. We need to trust God. You hear me? Trust the Lord. And he will not let you down. The Lord will never let you down. Amen. He's a God that will see you through. He will deliver you and set you free from what the devil held you bound with. I'm telling you, glory to God, what the power of God can do. Now let the Lord fight your battle. Amen. Some of y'all got problems with drugs. You got problems with alcohol. You got problems with the lust of the flesh. Whatever you're having problems with, the Lord knows how to set you free from it. Let him fight your battle. Let him defeat that devil in your life and drive Satan out. Them sanctified folks used to sing a song, Missionary Velvet. We come to drive him. Drive old Satan away. I'm telling you.
We don't want him here. Drive him away.
We don't want him here. Amen. Stop. Amen. Making a soft bed for the devil. Amen. Saying that, amen, I was born this way. Amen. I got to live like this. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to be up and down. You don't have to be, amen, thank you. You got to be a slave to sin. But the Lord can deliver you and set you free. And he can deliver you from being hooked to drugs, being hooked to alcohol, being hooked to smoking marijuana. Amen. Smoking crack cocaine. The Lord will set you free. You ain't got to be a slave to it. Slave to adultery and fornication. You don't have to be a slave to it. But the Lord can set you free. St. John 8:36 said, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus came into the world to set us free from our sin. I know you got preachers feel like they got to live in sin all their life. Because the devil got a lot of preachers blinded. You got blind leaders of the blind on their way to hell. You heard me? Church members following blind leaders, hypocrites, they can't live right, on their way to hell. But I'm here to let you know Jesus came into the world that be Jehovah Nissi, that is able to fight your battle and help you to break loose from what the devil got you tied to. Yes, sir. Glory to God. The power of God will deliver you. Now, amen, the Amalekites, they were skilled men. They were using their skills. But I'm telling you, God overpowered them. And amen, Israel defeated the Amalekites. And I'm telling you, when the power of God get a hold of you, he'll set you free and you'll defeat that devil of amen, drugs. That devil of alcohol. That devil of nicotine. That devil, amen, that caused people to lust after the flesh. He'll set you free from it. You hear me? Praise God. That devil that caused people to use profanity, he'll set you free from it and clean your conversation up. And you don't talk profanity no more. Amen. I tell them inmates back there, say, amen, stop talking that bad talk. Amen. You don't talk bad talk when the Lord save you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord will clean your conversation up. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that will fight your battle. Praise God. He'll fight your battle. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that will fight your battle. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, whatever the problem is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Turn their lives around. In Jesus' name we ask it. Lord, go into the free world. Touch the people in the churches. Lord, let revival break out in there. Let the preacher fall under the anointing. Let the members fall under the anointing. Lord, let them know, God, you got greater things for them. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise the song. Say, fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Why is I'm in his world? Fix me so I can live right. Why is I'm in his world? And he would do just that for you. Because he has no respect of person. All you got to do, like Ella Holmes was saying, you got to give it to Jesus Christ and believe that he can do it for you. He will fight your battle every time. You don't have to do it on your own, because we can't do it by ourselves. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if you have to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He can lift you up. He can restore you and revive you. Dover and the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you that God reign in your life and that he fix things for you too. And most of all, remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. Be greatly appreciated. You got Bible questions? Send them. Amen. Be glad to answer them in privacy. Praise God. I'm telling you. Tonight's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.